Welcome to the PokerSoftware.com podcast. This is podcast number 5 for May 25th, 2010. I'm your host, Sean Gibson, and we're going to welcome a guest here, Taylor KB of Card Runners. He's a high-stakes heads-up pro. He's also been playing some Rush Poker, and we're going to be talking about what's new in poker software with him, in addition to some of the best tips that he can offer you as one of the best high-stakes pros around, as well as a top instructor over Card Runners. So it'll be really interesting to get his insight on what he feels might be the best tools for you as an upcoming poker player. On top of that, we'll take a look at what's new and exciting in the world of poker software, so let's get right down to it. All right, this is Sean Gibson with the PokerSoftware.com podcast. We welcome Taylor KB. He is the founding member of Card Runners. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey.
We've seen a lot of growth out of Card Runners. What do you think your magic formula for success has been in the last, say, 12 months?
You know, it's been pretty consistent over time. I think we've went after the best or the best we can possibly get as far as instructional talent. We have guy making videos that have been winning players for years, and then we supplemented those guys with, you know, people that play small stakes and mid stakes and sit and goes in tournaments and, you know, sort of have a pretty well-rounded cast of
Well, when it comes to poker software, we get into the training and what happens at Card Runners. You have a lot of different methods and a lot of different ways for people to learn their game. What do you think is the best way for a real poker novice who joins Card Runners to really jump in? Where should they start?
Well, it sort of depends on what they're playing. I think that most guys that are just getting started at Card Runners are probably playing small stakes cash games or small stakes tournaments. And in that case, I think they should try to find instructors at Card Runners that are kind of regularly playing the stakes they are. So if you're starting at $10 buy-in games, like 10 no limit or 25 no limit, find some guys that are making videos at the stakes that you play. And, those videos that you're watching, you're going to see, people that are playing the same opponent day in, day out that you are. And you're going to sort of kind of get a chance to step inside their head a little bit and see how they're approaching the game. And I've always thought that was probably the best way to get started. And then as you start to see improvements in your game and you're kind of starting to find more success, then I'd step up to the elite instructors that are kind of playing high stakes and have more, expert analysis into the games. And that's kind of a way to grow once you get the fundamentals down.
I know you're a heads-up specialist. When you're playing heads-up, what kind of poker software tools do you think are important to be using? I mean, should you use any, or should you be using a software that's a hand history tracking tool, any of the shortcut tools?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most, what I would advocate any serious player, really using a tracking tool. I use Hold'em Manager. I've used Poker Tracker. They're both great pieces of software. I think that if anyone that's not using those is just really doing themselves a huge disservice. The bigger question is whether or not you should be using a HUD. I typically when I'm playing heads up don't rely on a HUD too much. That's mostly because I've played for so long that I don't have to necessarily look at the stats to really get an idea of what someone's trying to do. But if I was just getting started, I would absolutely, use a HUD and, try to look and find big mistakes the guys are making, like, examples being folding way too many buttons or calling too much out of position. Those are pretty common mistakes for heads-up players. So using a HUD to help spot those things. As far as, using programs like Table Ninja, Hotkeys, I think Table Ninja is great for grinding a bunch of tables, maybe playing 6 or more tables at a time. But if you're just playing a few tables, I really don't think hierarchies maybe are all that important. So for a guy that's playing head-up, I'm not so sure that's that important because you probably shouldn't be playing more than a few tables at a time anyway.
What's in store for Card Runners coming the year? What's exciting that will get your existing player base really jazzed up about some new things?
Yeah, a couple things. We actually just launched a new version of our website, which we've been working on for a long time. There's a lot of new things there, and people that are longtime members will see that it's just kind of a cleaner, more efficient website, and also a new video player that lets people kind of interact with the video. So if they have a question about a certain hand, they can actually post a comment to a certain timestamp in the video. And that's really, really neat because, if you see an instructor make a hand, 11 minutes into the video and you don't understand why he made the play he did, simply post a comment right there and the instructor can see, you had a question at that time and can answer it really quickly. And I think that's a pretty cool feature. And the other thing is, we're continuing to add more and more instructors like we always do. So 6 months ago, we didn't have some of the instructors that we have today, and I'm sure 6 months later that will be true as well. So, you know, if you're a Cardinals member, you pretty much always know that you're going to be constantly getting new guys that are playing in the games today.
Well, Taylor, we know you have a lot of devoted followers out there, just fans of yours as well as that have come over to Card Runners and learned a lot. What do you think's the most satisfying thing that you can see out of your students and out of those fans that have kind of tried to emulate their play after your game, or at least been inspired by what you've done in poker?
That's a good question. At the end of the day, I think it's just nice to be helping people. Like, when you're playing poker, it can be kind of isolating, just kind of you versus the world a little bit. You're really trying to get out a living, and it's not glamorous at times. And you don't get feedback when you're winning a bunch. Your reward is your money when you're playing poker. You know, your profits are the reward, really. But with Card Runners, I have people tell me all the time that, you know, if it wasn't for watching my videos or watching videos of somebody that I hired or whatever, they wouldn't be where they were today. And I mean, that's pretty damn satisfying to have someone say, you know, I was able to my job, or I was able to, you know, for a vacation for my family or whatever, and it's pretty much because of Card Runners. So I guess that's probably the most rewarding.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for joining us on PokerSoftware.com, and for all our listeners out there, be sure to go to Card Runners, and they've got a ton of different programs. I've been a part of the site for a very long time and learned, so I can attest on my own. And Taylor, again, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
So that was our interview with Taylor Cabey of Card Runners. Let's now get into what's new with Poker Software. The first thing we'll look at is the Sirius Network. You might have heard that there was a security issue that was there. What happened was that PokerTableRatings.com found a loophole in the security. And because it used XOR-based software to encrypt data, someone on the same unsecured network that you were on could use this loophole and exploit it to see your login, see your passwords, and worst of all, see your hole cards. So if you play on a public network or even like at a dorm, it was potentially available to people to be exploiting you. But thanks to the quick efforts over at Sirius and their very quick response, which is good to see, they patched it up and now use OpenSSL, which is a technology standard for encrypting data, and all loopholes have been fixed, so you can feel safe and secure playing at Sirius sites, which include Absolute Poker and UB.com. And speaking of Table Ninja, as we heard Taylor mention it by name, which was actually interesting to see, some interesting news there. Table Ninja FT, which is for Full Tilt Poker, is now out of beta and is a actual software program. And what you can do is download it and get a 30-day free trial, and then afterwards you can purchase it on their site. In addition to that, they have a partnership now with Hold'em Manager. Both their softwares, Table Ninja and Table Ninja FT, is integrated into the Hold'em Manager software area. You'll see it when you load it up. So you could purchase it through there and just have it automatically load up every time you start up Hold'em Manager, which is really convenient. So if you haven't checked out Table Ninja yet, pretty much everyone in the universe is using it, and you're probably the last one. So definitely want to jump on that horse right away. And again, you get a free 30-day trial, so there's absolutely no reason to not check it out. To wrap things up here and what's new in poker software, you definitely want to check out all the different sites. They're still running a lot of World Series of Poker main event promotions. If you've ever dreamed of playing in it, it just seems like the way everyone's getting in is through satellites. Last year that was the case. This year it's going to be the case. I know UB.com's having a promotion, and Party Poker has an amazing promotion right now if you're allowed to play on their site, that they have a WSOP for life package where they'll actually pay for your next 20 times playing in the World Series of Poker's main event. So 20 years times $10,000, that's quite a lucrative prize package. And if you win, actually this year they include all the travel and some fun money. So if you're on Party Poker, there's just absolutely no sense in the world to not try to win your way in. There's two ways, a leaderboard and a tournament. So it's really available to all types of players, cash players, tournament players. And there's always something going on over at Full Tilt Poker. They have their own WSOP 2010. Right now, as of May 25th, they say they've already awarded 664 seats just through their site, and there's a ton of different ways. There's the race to the main event weekly qualifier. There's all sorts of guarantees and daily shootouts, and you can even get in for just a buck. So definitely want to check out what's going on at Full Tilt Poker. In addition to that, PokerStars doesn't seem to be having anything going on for the WSOP right now, but they did announce something called Daniel's Room, which is where all the high-stakes poker action will take place. You might remember that this is actually kind of a mirror of what goes on at Full Tilt with Ivy's Room, so Negreanu's room is open for business. If you have the bankroll, you can take him on, and good luck with that. But overall, that does it for this month's podcast at PokerSoftware.com. Again, big thanks to Taylor Cabey for joining us here. And be sure to visit PokerSoftware.com, check out all our reviews, and be sure to use our links to get exclusive offers at the poker site and for Poker Software to get great discounts, take advantage of some amazing programs. This has been Sean Gibson, and we'll see you again next month.